Maryland Democrat says Muslim families sided with white supremacists for flagging sexual material in class. By Paul Bois on June 7, 2023. A Maryland Democrat said Muslim families have sided with white supremacists for speaking out against LGBTQ+ materials being taught in the classroom. The comment came from Democrat Kristen Mink, a member of the Montgomery County Council for District 5, during a school board meeting on Tuesday night. "This issue has, unfortunately, does put some Muslim families on the same side of an issue as white supremacists and outright bigots," said Mink. "I would not put you in the same category as those folks. Although, you know, it's complicated because they're falling on the same side of this particular issue." According to Fox News, she made the comment after Muslim children from the district spoke out against their parents' inability to opt them out of lessons they deemed violated their faith. Mink further argued that Muslim parents have no right to opt their children out of textbooks highlighting LGBTQ+ issues. "That is equity," said Mink. "That's not an infringement on, you know, particular religious freedoms. Just as we cannot allow folks to opt out of teachings about evolution." Ismail Royer, director of the Islam and Religious Freedom Action Team for the Religious Freedom Institute, called the comments shocking. "I was shocked. I was absolutely stunned. That's the last thing that I thought she was going to say," Royer told Fox News. "In fact, the Muslims don't hate anyone." During the meeting, some students in the district said the First Amendment gives them a right to opt out of certain lessons. "I'm here to talk about my rights. My religion teaches to respect all religions and all human beings and their rights. So does my country's law. And I want my right back to have an opt-out option," said a student named Saad. Ibrahim Rajuddin, a 2023 graduate from Montgomery County Public Schools, MCPS, testified that he disagreed with the curriculum being all-inclusive. "Although the introduction of texts and discussions related to transgenderism and LGBTQ+ may support MCPS's mission to be all-inclusive, I don't believe my first grade and third grade cousins are prepared to read and discuss such issues," said Ibrahim. "Freedom of religion is a fundamental human right that protects the conscience of all people. It allows us to think, express and act upon what we deeply believe. But around the world and in the United States, this freedom is eroding," said Muslim child Jasmine El-Kashiri. The fight over sexuality being taught in schools has been one in which both Muslims and Christians have seen eye to eye in various states. Breitbart News reported last year that Muslims in Dearborn, Michigan, protested against sexually explicit books being read to children. Parents in Dearborn, Michigan, protested sexually explicit books available to children in their public schools, with one father saying, "All it is protecting our children." Last week, a Dearborn Public Schools board meeting was shut down due to parents protesting the same issue. Parents also voiced their malcontent with the school district at a rally against the gender theory indoctrination children were receiving at school. Armenian immigrants also clashed with LGBTQ+ activists in Glendale, California, on Tuesday at a school board meeting over LGBTQ+ materials in school. Paul Roland Bois joined Breitbart News in 2021. He also directed the award-winning feature film, Exemplum, which can be viewed on Tubi, Google Play, YouTube Movies, or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.